over broken bones. How many Vicodin we took before bed? How many we sold to the band sleeping on our floor? Week one of a 2-week tour. My God knows they'll need it more than I.
Everyone, this is In an Observatory with your darling host, Jason Evers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm very sad to let you all know this is going to be the final episode, the sentimental finale to this wonderful show that I've had the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunity to host these last 10 weeks. We talked about a lot. We talked about the history of spaceflight. We talked about constellations, both real and fake. We talked about black holes, neutron stars, all manner of things that are very, very out there, fascinating, and important. So tonight, since this is the last show, I thought I'd take 2 hours rather than one to talk about everything in the universe that we didn't have time to get to before. We talking about the constellation Gemini. We talking about rocket launches. We'll be talking about coronal mass ejections. We'll be talking about gravity assist. Many, many great things. If I decide to get to them, I may not. The musical theme of tonight is just going to be me, because it is almost my birthday. It is 2 weeks to my birthday. It is 2 weeks to my college graduation, so I'm just very psyched about it all. It's going to be a very me-themed May, which I'm looking very much forward to. So tonight, you're all going to be hearing a selection of songs that come from my favorite albums. So don't expect too much cohesion. I mean, I have a very cohesive music taste, I think, so. But I'm just going to hop around, give some context for a couple of the songs I like. You just heard Bags of Bones by Owen off of his 2005 release At Home with Owen. Now, Owen is the solo project of Mike Kinsella, also known as the frontman vocalist of the emo band American Football, also known for other bands such as Joan of Arc, I believe, and definitely Cap'n Jazz. This is the main Owen project I got into. There are a couple other albums by him that I really do like, but this is like the one. if you're in the mood for like a springtime, autumnal sort of acoustic, emo-inspired singer-songwriter album, this is only 40 minutes long. It's very worth it. Let's get right back into it with some Destroyer, and I will see you guys in a bit where we'll talk about the constellation Gemini. See you then.
Thank you. dreaded sunny days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? With the loves and hates and passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and cons, the words you use should be your own. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. Text from whence was ripped, some dizzy whore, 1804. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose. His will, the love of wild is on the mind.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. You just heard track 5 of Death's Dynamic Shroud's 2015 release, I'll Try Living Like This. I'd tell you the name, but it's in Korean, and I don't know how to pronounce it. So that is a song that is in a genre that you probably know as Vaporwave. And I'm not the biggest Vaporwave fan in the world. I think it's like fine. I think it got a little bit overdone. But I would say that this album is probably the shining example of what you can do with Vaporwave when you, or it's a good example for any genre, when you break kind of genre conventions and, you know, just be a little bit more out there. A lot of Vaporwave is just constrained by this, you know, 80s memorabilia type thing where, you know, you have to use synths and all this crap like that. But I like this album a lot because it goes beyond by taking modern, very modern samples of very unexpected songs and turning them into like sort of 80s sounding vaporwave compositions. Like the song you just heard, that main, that is the background music to a Nintendo 3DS application. And when I first heard about that, my mind was blown. Other samples on this album include Drake songs and Sonic the Hedgehog soundtracks and just other things like that that really blow your mind when you hear them. So I want to tell you about Gemini real quick. Gemini is my astrological sign. Gemini, the constellation, is formed by two bright stars, Pollux and Castor, being trailed by a bunch of stars that either make the whole thing look like a sort of upturned U, or two people holding hands, the twins holding hands. So you can find them very easily by looking at finding Orion's Belt, which is a formation that I'm sure many people are familiar with finding. So Orion's Belt is bounded by a quadrilateral, a sort of trapezoid, and the star in the top left of this quadrilateral points directly towards, if you follow it in a straight line out from in that direction, there will be two bright stars nearly side by side to each other. The brighter one is Pollux, and the dimmer one is Castor. So that's Gemini. It lies between Taurus and Cancer, which you would know if you know anything about astrology that I do not really know. And it is one of the oldest still recognized constellations. It was first described by Ptolemy in the 2nd century AD, which I think is fascinating that it's been so enduring. Let's get back to the music. I have a lot of stuff to show you with so little time to do so. I'll be right back. Persuade you all to lend me a hand.
across her shoulder, made her look a little like a military man. Lovely Rita, meet her maid, may I inquire discreetly, when are you free to take some tea with me?
Inside the brain fire, technology drives. Show me your dots now. Who was it that said the world was mania? Divorces and spare change. Let's lethalize our slingshots and swallow propane. You are the lie. Watch out for the gypsy children in electric dresses, they're insane. I hear they live in crematoriums and smoke your remains. You are the light, the coming of day. You are the light, the coming of day.
all I felt was falsely strong. I held on tight and closed my eyes. It was dumb, I had no sense of your size. It was dumb to hold so tight. But last night, on your birthday in the kitchen, my grip was loose, my eyes were open. I felt your shape and heard you breathing. I felt the rise and fall of your chest. I felt your fall, your winter snows, your gusty blow, your lava flow. I felt it all, your starry night, your lack of light. With limp arms I can feel most of you. I hung around your neck independently, and my loss was overwhelmed by this new depth I don't think I ever felt. But I don't know, my nights are cold, and I remember warmth. I could have sworn I wasn't alone.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. You just heard White Meadow by Bleed and Echo 2K. This is from their project from last year called Crest, and I think that was such an amazing record. I wouldn't say underrated, but definitely something I think people put down a little bit too quickly. Very beautiful, very ethereal, very dreamlike compositions there. Very big fan of it. And Echo 2K's falsetto is absolutely terrific, as usual. So, because this is public radio, I'm going to give you a quick PSA and follow up by a question, as I like to do at this part of the hour. So, this is about emergency preparedness. I've got two, one for each hour. The first one. Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Now, since I am at a transitory period of my life where I'm graduating college and moving up towards the adult world, I figured I'd ask you out in the audience, how do you deal with transitions? Do you deal with change well? Is it something you look forward to, or is it something you dread? What are your mechanisms for dealing with an uncomfortable transition? If you want to share your answers with the world, give the observatory a ring. I'll be here to pick up the phone. All right. I will see you in a bit.
About me.
Hey everyone, just wanted to let you know that this is In an Observatory with your host Jason Evers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Why Am I Not Going Underwater off of Snowing's 2011 album and their only full-length LP, sorry. I could do whatever I wanted if I wanted. That is not the only emo track you'll be hearing tonight. I have a lot of favorite records from back in the day when I was very much into emo. Just wanted to come back and say, you know, don't tune out just yet. I've got a whole another hour. I will have to reintroduce the show in about 5 minutes. But yeah, so far you have heard Owen, Destroyer, Television, The Smiths, Death's Dynamic Shroud, Weezer, The Beatles, Pavement, The Microphones, Blade and Echo 2K, Red House Painters, Sweet Trip, and just now, Snowing. We are going to continue the last of this hour with a bit more Beatles and go into some other stuff. We're getting towards some of my favorite, most tenderly held records, so I hope you enjoy all of them that are coming up. Let's get back to the music.
Kitchen, cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. For the children's holiday. The Duchess of Kikori always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with a message at the local Bed and Beans.